Nope.
Cardinals Corner.
Nope. Cut it. Take it up. Nope. 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 It's Cardinals Corner. That's Arizona Sports Cardinals reporter Tyler Drake. I'm 98.7 FM's Eric Ruby. Look, no fancy intros. No, it's a good intro. I love it. It's amazing. I hear my name. It's like, wow, that's so cool. No.
Not deserving.
No. Like, there's no reason to be cool sports talk show guys right now.
Yeah, not
there's
after
not
that.
A reason.
Not
the
after
Arizona
that.
Cardinals went on the road, which they usually play amazingly, up north to a woeful Seattle defense.
Woeful.
Woeful. Like, we're talking like one of the worst teams statistically in every single defensive category coming into this week.
Easily.
The offense puts up 3 points in the first quarter. But they lose 19-9 to the Geno Smith-led Seattle Seahawks. Tyler Drake, Eric Ruby, Cardinals Corner. We know you're not happy. Like, we trust me, we know.
We had to watch it, too.
We had to watch it, too. We're confused, too. Tyler, I'm just going to put the ball in your court, as I like to do. Where do we start? Out of all of the 19-9... out of all of the face palms, out of all of the head scratching plays, out of all of the missed opportunities, the missed moments, where does Cardinals Corner start?
That's a great question. And one that I don't really know, because everywhere you turn, there's a lot of issues with this offense.
There's a lot.
Plain and simple. Like, how do you not against, like we just talked about, what you just said, the worst defense in the league. And that's not just saying like opinion.
Bar none.
They statistically are the worst team.
Like, it's not like a, oh man, those guys, we were just wrong about Seattle. No, look at the last 2 weeks of football this team played before today and tell me that defense should have any chance of holding any Kyler Murray-led offense to three offensive points.
It's just
6 points came off defense.
Absolutely ridiculous. Yeah,
missed the extra point.
Yeah, exactly. That's the season.
Start. You know what? Let's start there. Look, there's been a couple surprising moves by the Cardinals so far this season. Okay, there's been a couple moments where we're like, huh, what? But mostly, you can understand where a lot of these moves are coming from. Can I be honest with you, Tyler?
Mm-hmm.
We cool like that?
Mm-hmm.
Just nobody listening right now, right?
Yeah, nobody.
Just me and you, Ty.
Yep.
I had no idea why they kept Amendola. I have no idea why they kept Amendola on the roster this week. I get what they said.
Yeah.
Like, I hear the reasoning.
Yep.
Where Cliff says, you know, he was the most consistent when we brought guys in. And I guess the idea of, oh, well, you know, it was just a missed kick. You know, kickers need consistency. Give them another week with the unit. What? No, dude. Look, this is the NFL. Professional. Highest mm-hmm. level. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you there are college kickers right now who could have this team winning this game today. Am I wrong?
Maybe not winning the game, but at least keeping it close.
Okay, at least getting in it to the point where you're not giving up points, where you're not. But here's the thing. It all changes, right? All of the play calls, all the going for it when maybe they shouldn't be going for it when you're inside the 50. That all changes if you have Matt Prater.
Well, and that's even the thing Cliff said after the game, is that part of the reason for them going for a lot of those fourth downs today was because of the kicker.
So
why is he there?
Right. And that's the thing. This is not his first week. This is not the first time that any of us are sitting here becoming aware of Matt Amendola's failure to make a kick in NFL situations. I have nothing against the guy personally. There is nobody coming out here for Matt Amendola's neck. The media are not doing it. The players aren't doing it. The fans aren't doing it. Nobody is sitting here going, oh, Matt Amendola, you're the worst ever, and you are at fault for all the Cardinals' woes.
But at the same time, it shouldn't come down.
You're a kicker.
Yeah. And you should not base your offense on the kicker that
you're a kicker.
Plucked off the free agency.
Get a different one.
Get a different one.
It's not like the bar was set incredibly high. You don't need somebody to come out and hit it from 50. You don't need Justin Tucker. the system kicker. You don't need him.
Yeah.
You don't. This is the NFL. You're telling me there's not another. Did they even work out anybody? I don't know. You're there more than anybody.
Did they work out any other kickers after that? I think they just stuck with Amendola, and it was just that batch that they.
So where's the disconnect?
I don't know.
Does the GM not know that the coach doesn't want to use that kicker?
Steve Keim said on Burns and Gambo this past week that it was that he was the most consistent kicker out of the group that they tried out. But then it's like, why not bring in more people? Group?
Like, this is not just a Matt Amendola on the Cardinals thing. This is a Matt Amendola thing. And I hate that we're 6 minutes in and the majority of the talk has been Matt Amendola. Honestly, I'm not bragging on him. No, I'm to be honest with you at this point right now, I'm done talking about Matt Amendola for this game because the Cardinals were done using him in the game. The answer to that Matt Amendola question is blatantly obvious and serves no purpose for us to sit here and discuss it. You're a professional kicker. You need to make it. You're a general manager. Your head coach needs to be confident in your kicker, even if it's a backup. This is not a sixth string kicker. Okay. They didn't just pick a fan out of the stands. Okay. I'm done.
Yep.
I'm done. Where do we go from there? Play calling. I feel like that's where most people are sitting right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have to.
3 points, Tyler.
That's ridiculous.
It's bad.
Against the Seattle team. Against really any team.
Any team. Honestly.
In today's NFL?
Any team.
Any team. There is no way that your offense, which has all of these weapons, Hopkins might not be there, James Conner might not be there, Darrell Williams might not be there. There is still plenty of weapons to put up more than 3 points. Plenty of weapons.
Kyler Murray alone. Kyler, and yes, for all the people who think that we like to just sit here and defend Kyler, don't worry. He gets his fair share of blame today, too. But unfortunately, there's a pretty long line. So let's go through all of them. The play calling, it doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. It's plain and simple. If Cliff Kingsbury did not get extended this offseason,
it'd be
the hottest seat. We'd literally be melting.
I think tomorrow he'd be gone.
Gone. But he's extended for 5 years. Where's the disconnect here? Okay? I have nothing personal against Cliff Kingsbury.
No.
I have nothing personal against anybody on the Cardinals, any player, any organizational member. But there is obviously some sort of disconnect here, some sort of problem. And it does not fall on one person's shoulders, but it certainly falls on a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a pattern, unbelievably, unmistakably, unforgivable pattern. This is not a 3 week stretch. This is not one drive.
No.
This is not even one season, Tyler.
No.
This isn't just second half slides. This is no having first halves. This is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
This is 3 points in Seattle.
Yeah.
Three.
In a spot where they were really successful going into the game.
And you know the crazy thing, Tyler? Is that when you watch the beginning of the game and Kyler ripped off that run.
You're like, whoa.
You're like, okay.
They're finally doing everything that everybody's asked them to do.
Like, okay. We're here. We're let's calm. Let's take a breath. Like, that's honestly how I felt. I was like, okay, let's take a breath. Right? Spent the entire week talking about, and trust me, I hear every single soundbite, I hear all the takes, I hear all the opinions, like that is literally every single day, Monday through Friday, what is being fed into my brain, for mm-hmm. better or for worse, to be honest. But the whole week, the vibe was, all right. We're good.
We're going to click.
It's
Seattle.
We're
about to click.
It's the last game before Hop comes back. It's a terrible defense. It would be insane to think that they only went in and scored that many points on offense, in general as well. Absolutely.
And what a better
insane
way to bring Hopkins back with a nice
win.
With a nice 20-point, 10-point, just dominant win in Seattle.
And it's not like Seattle's just like, you can't just run them over, obviously. They're pesky. They're 500 now. Like Geno Smith has played really good ball. Kenneth Walker's played really good ball. Like, Pete Carroll has them playing well.
The Seahawks team is better than the Cardinals.
Absolutely.
Right now. Sorry.
Is there any question?
No.
Is there any question?
And how ridiculous is that to say?
It's crazy because if you talk about the defense and the way that we looked at it before the season and the amount of questions and the amount of focus and, quite frankly, the amount of money that the organization has put into defense in comparison to the buttload of spending they have on offense, and then the polar opposite, the complete reverse when it comes to production on the field. What's the disconnect? This team has very talented players.
Very talented.
Top 10 picks, number one picks, first round picks, players that you trade first round picks for,
yep.
Veterans, yep. J.J. Watt, guys that will be in the NFL history books. How do we get here? Everybody has the right to be upset. Every single person who's hate listening to this right now, you 100% have every single right to do it.
Yeah.
Because there are certain things that just don't happen to other NFL franchises. Mm-hmm. This being winless basically a year.
At home. Yep.
Not getting a win at home.
Yep.
That's not supposed
and
to happen.
And now you're losing in the best place you possibly could play for the
on
last
the road.
Couple years.
Your offense, in which you, on paper, if I told you that the Arizona Cardinals defense was better than the offense, either something went terribly right on the defense, something went terribly wrong on the offense,
or you're drinking too much.
Both of those happened. Like, I can't exaggerate.
No, yeah.
Everybody here, we were wrong. We were all talking about how they were Super Bowl level offense.
Yeah.
Everybody was confident in the offense with Hollywood Brown, who we're not even going to probably be able to see with DeAndre Hopkins. If we do see him, he won't be full strength because they play again in 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry for everybody had to turn their volume down, but this is no quiet matter.
No.
This is not small potatoes.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's bad,
Tyler.
Bad.
So what? What's the fix, Tyler?
Well, we know what Cliff and the offense know what the fix is. He goes by the name of DeAndre Hopkins. But I'll be honest, he can't fix this team right now. They need to do some serious soul searching.
Do you know how bad it has to be to get people to the point? Who cares what happens on Thursday? But do you know how grim it has to be for me and you and every other person sitting here listening to this right now? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whenever. When I told you that DeAndre Hopkins coming back and playing for this team wasn't hope-inspiring.
That's rough.
Where we get to the point where it's like, okay.
We've seen this team tread water for 6 weeks, knowing that Hopkins is coming back. Hey, get to 3-3, everything will be okay. Now it's 2-4, and whatever, yeah, it's 2-4.
Is this what happened?
There's still two wins, but at the same time,
barely.
They're coming off just ugly, atrocious, unbelievable performances on the offense.
Like, it's not just the record. If you just looked at the record even before today, if you told me 2-3 through 5 weeks, I'm like, okay. That's fine.
But the way that they're losing
these games. You barely beat the Raiders. It took NFL history-making plays on both sides of the ball to beat a not-great Raiders team.
Yep.
You have to eke one out on the road against the Panthers?
Yep.
Against the Panthers? And then you don't score in the first half in any games. And ta-da, the first time you do, you drive down, you score a field goal. How do you peak there?
Nice.
And how can you sit here and not be prepared for it? You're paid millions of dollars. You've been rewarded handsomely. Every key member of this organization.
Got to execute better.
on both sides of the ball. This is on the players, too.
No, it's on everybody.
Like,
yeah.
On Kyler Murray. We're not just sitting here being, okay, it's on Kingsbury.
It's on everybody.
It's on Steve Keim. Like, it's on management. It's on coaching. It's on everybody.
Kyler had 100 yards, 10 carries, but at the same time, he missed quite a
almost
few throws.
Every single throw. I went back. I watched the highlights afterwards.
Yeah.
The Hollywood Brown drops.
Yep.
The Zach Ertz catch where he could have gotten a first down,
yep.
but he was just off balance.
Yep.
Kyler's not hitting them in stride, which is what a good quarterback does. It doesn't matter the scheme. It doesn't matter the system. If you've got somebody wide open, your job as a professional quarterback who got also
paid.
Expectations come with that.
You better find that
guy. I don't
guy.
Care who's calling the plays. When you make that pass, Cliff Kingsbury's not the one who makes it accurate.
The Rondell Moore fourth down.
Yep.
That one right there. That one stuck out to me. That was like, come on. That's on both of them, but that you have to be able to make that play.
And there were so many reads as well when I was going back and I was watching it where it felt like if Kyler had either looked one more way, taken a 0.5 seconds just to make an extra read, something that somebody of his caliber should be able to do. Granted, his offensive line wasn't giving him any time to breathe. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, I expected him to hit a couple guys like Ertz. I forget which fourth down it was, but there was a fourth down where Zach Ertz was wide open.
Oh, yeah.
Wide open. I think that was when they targeted AJ Green.
Well, Hollywood in the first drive. There's another one in the corner. Touchdown.
And you should be good enough to make up for those missed opportunities. Mm-hmm. Three points. You can back your way into 3 points if you're an NFL team.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is rare to not. Yeah. This team backed its way into 9.
Yeah. Ugh.
Tyler, I don't know where to go from here. I don't. Like, I'm being completely honest with everybody. Do we go and do we start breaking down Thursday night? Because obviously, that's all anybody cares about. Oh, DeAndre Hopkins is the savior. DeAndre Hopkins has been gone. It's why our offense isn't clicking. It's going to be nice to get all those guys back here.
So what happens
when he comes back and it doesn't fix anything?
And another home loss. Another. It's double. It's going to be ugly if it's a loss. Absolutely. I think that's where we're at now.
It's ugly if it's any game. Mm-hmm. Had they played a pretty game this season?
No.
Had the Cardinals played easily digestible football once this season?
No.
Once.
Not a full game. No.
No. Barely even moments. Even the times where they make spectacular plays, it's because Kyler Murray is relied on to be Kyler Murray. And that's great because he can do that. But nobody can do that every play.
No.
Nobody should be relied on to do that every play. No. And quite frankly, with the offensive weapons that Kyler has around him, this shouldn't be a struggle. Zach Ertz. The computer's mad too. Zach Ertz. Hollywood Brown before he goes down. Rondale Moore.
Yeah, we got to talk about that.
Rondale Moore. AJ Green's a veteran. He's fine. He's not good.
But he's doing what...
He's doing what he was being paid to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look, also, this team has a running back problem. I'm sorry. You saw what happened when a team has Kenneth Walker?
Mm-hmm.
When a team has just a guy that can do something like that.
Who was the guy today for the Colts? Deion Jackson? That guy went off too.
This is why you don't pay running backs, man. I appreciate everything the running back does for the game of football. You need a good running back to win. But investing money in a running back is always a risky game. Because mm-hmm. look at Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
It can change like
former dude that never missed a practice dating back to like
high
school.
Bro, he almost won the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
The guy was insane last year. And now he's coming in week to week. Is he going to play? Is he going to perform? And now the Arizona Cardinals have 5 running backs. Now a lot of them are injured. And Eno Benjamin's fine. He's fine. Like, he's not a bad running back. But he's not good enough to sustain the running back load on offense as the number one.
Yeah, this was a game where everyone expected him to blow up.
Quite frankly, neither is James Conner.
Worst defense. Yeah,
James Conner is not. He's not capable of being your running back one at this point.
He needs to be a goal line guy.
Which is, like, that's fine. And that, it's tough because pride is such a hard thing.
Oh, yeah, especially for him, too, man. He's battled so many things outside of the football field. Like, yeah, of course.
And
I'm not saying he needs to be like
only
3 or 4 or 5 carries. Like, you get in the 20 and in, you
but
roll
you can't
him out
give
there.
Him the lion's share of carries. You can't get anybody the lion's share of carries. And when you're just splitting it up between everybody, when one of those guys gets injured, when two of those guys get injured, then it just falls more on people's shoulders who quite frankly aren't equipped to do that. Which again comes back to the roster. And the assembling of the roster.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And here's the thing, too, man, is when we really get into it, let's look at their most recent additions. Cody Ford.
Injured.
Traded for Cody Ford. Has not played a game. Injured reserve. Trayvon Mullen. Got traded for him.
Assets.
As he was injured.
Yeah.
And has done nothing.
Nothing.
Was supposed to come help out this cornerback's room. No, not. Is not. Antonio Hamilton's back. Like, they don't really need
Antonio Hamilton got
more.
Hurt and like, made a full recovery before
Mullen made an
played,
impact.
Made one meaningful play.
And it's like, really? That's
the kicker that you signed can't hit kicks.
It's just unbelievable.
Your draft picks, that's fine. They have moments, but they're not producing for you. Your draft picks from the same draft as Kyler Murray. This is when, if you have a good draft, mm-hmm. 4 years, 5 years down the line, mm-hmm. that's when it really starts to pay dividends. And you know what you're supposed to do behind that? Is you're supposed to build depth on the offensive line. So when your center, who basically retired then unretired this offseason, just doesn't play, you have a backup option. I don't mind him trading for Hollywood Brown. I don't, but like...
But now
Linderbaum would look real nice under center.
We're seeing why the reports were so heavy with that guy. I mean, there's a reason why the reports were out, and we're all like, why? Rodney's coming back.
And Kyler would look better. Kyler would look better if he had a better center.
I think if he had an available center.
Look, even when Hudson's been playing,
he hasn't been himself.
He's just had moments where he just lapses.
Yeah.
And
we do. Okay.
Do we need to talk Hollywood? Is that?
We need to talk Hollywood, but we also need to give some credit to the defense.
Oh my gosh, man. I would like to sit here. Hey, this is a personal thank you. This is a heart to heart. Eric Ruby to the Arizona Cardinals defense. JJ. Zaven, Buddha,
Cameron Thomas, Myjay Sanders, Big Zaven Collins,
Thompson,
for sure.
Isaiah Sit. Like, look, guys, thank you. Honestly, thank you
for giving people something good to watch.
Hope, good football, meaningful play.
Did you say Vance Joseph? Because that guy deserves a ton of credit.
I mean, again,
he's making an underfunded defense look like a top 10 defense.
And they are so good. Zach Allen's development has been incredible.
Man. Zach Allen is that guy. And he's going to be
speaking of draft
guy.
Picks coming and paying off. Like, this is what happens if you imagine if they hit on a wide receiver. Imagine if they drafted DK Metcalf. Would they have had to trade that pick for Hollywood Brown?
They'd have
Or would Tyler Linderbaum be on this team?
No.
Or would you have
We're
DK?
Not getting into what ifs. We're not getting into what ifs.
No, I'm getting into what ifs, Tyler.
This is not
because
Marvel what if.
The reality sucks. The reality, Tyler, the reality, it sucks. Okay? It doesn't make sense. It shouldn't be happening. This offense should not be putting up performances like this. They shouldn't. Kyler Murray-led offenses should not be putting up performances like this.
And neither should the defense. We're in like the upside down.
No,
right
we
now.
Are. And the upside down, hey, your general manager and your coach, look, on the organization, the fact that they both got very long-term extensions this summer after what happened last season. But you know what? This is the big question. And this is going to be the title of the podcast, Tyler. Have they hit rock bottom of the Cliff Kingsbury era? Is this the low point?
Recency bias would say yes.
But what does Tyler Drake say?
Man. I don't... The thing is, I mean, the low point has to be that playoff game. Because since that low point, there really hasn't been any coming up
Is it the low point if they've gotten lower since then?
I guess
they used to win in the first half of the season. They used to score first half touchdowns.
Yeah.
Look, the Rams game.
Just the fact that Seattle is who Seattle is right now. The defense, everything about it. They made Woolen look like an all-pro as a rookie. I mean, just come on. I think even though the playoff one is just absolutely rough because it was
higher
their
stakes.
First time back. Yeah, higher stakes.
For
better
sure.
team, though.
But I'm not talking higher stakes.
But yeah, Seattle.
I'm talking lower points,
You cannot go into Seattle, a place where you win all the time, and get embarrassed.
3 points.
Embarrassed.
Shout out to Chris Banjo, but look, this team got 3 points.
Russell Wilson is not in Seattle, folks. They got beat by Geno
Smith. I kind of wish he was.
They got beat by Geno Smith.
Honestly, I would have rather played Russell Wilson.
I think everybody
I mean, they're going to get the chance. But look, hey, there are 2 points of last season where you can mark the Cardinals' descent to the bottom. It's the Kyler Murray injury and the loss against the Packers where Rasul Douglas picked him off. AJ Green didn't turn around.
Former Cardinal.
That was, hey, we had hit the peak. We'd gone up, undefeated. Biggest Thursday night football game of all time. Best record between the two teams. Oh, somebody who you actually had at your team at one point picks you off, game over. From that moment forward, it's been nothing but downward trajectory. And don't get me wrong, that Rams game, it should be the lowest point.
Yeah, you're right. It should be. That should have shook them to be like, hey, we've got to figure it out.
The reason why it's not is because it's only gotten worse since then.
Yeah.
They have not made any moves to correct themselves.
So this is how bad... I'm sorry, I'm getting off topic.
No.
This is how bad this is right now. So
do it.
You know the Seahawks sign guy?
Yeah.
He sensed... Yeah. So he had a couple good signs today.
Ugh.
But this one right here, man. This... Oh, man. I just saw this. Somebody just said this to me. It says, fire Kingsbury, hire Herm Edwards.
Flip it around.
Instant upgrade.
Oh.
When they're making signs like that,
you see the Seahawks social media intern getting wild, absolutely wild.
Yeah, fill them in on you.
Go to the Seahawks professional team run Twitter account, and you will find a well edited Photoshop of Pete Carroll in the Cliff Kingsbury draft position where he's sitting in his mansion. But the screens in front of Pete Carroll have double XP weekend, which it was for Call of Duty.
And a picture of Kyler in his lime green.
Kyler in his lime green suit from last week.
Yeah, that's, I mean, holy cow.
It's just, it's rock bottom, Tyler. It's rock bottom. There's no way around it. I'm sorry.
Nope.
But you know what's great about rock bottom? Let's rally the troops. You know what's great about rock bottom, Tyler?
Is there's not anywhere else you can go but up.
Oh, we sound insane, dude.
We are
coping so hard. But look, DeAndre Hopkins does return this Thursday. He's back.
Yeah.
There's a
and he's been back for a little bit.
There's a chance.
But he's officially back.
Tyler, there's a chance.
There's a chance.
There's a chance.
That he just remedies it all.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. This offense still isn't going to be at full strength.
No, I don't need them to be at full strength. I need them to be a regular strength. I need them to be an offense that could put up 14 points, 21 points. Please hit a field goal farther than 23 yards out.
Maybe Matt Prater will be back.
Who knows at this
Cliff
point?
Cliff said he's day to day. He said he was
and
weak.
And that's the thing.
He said he was week
too.
To week like last week. So
injuries
that's good.
Too, man.
Yeah,
the Cardinals can't catch a break, but they're sure not helping themselves.
Well, yeah, it's not helping any matters with the fact that Hollywood Brown got hurt at the end there on a 4th and 11. That, I mean, it seemed like the game was kind of already.
It was already over, but it was definitely
you got to still play.
It was the morale knockout.
Yeah.
It was the finishing blow where, maybe they flipped the script at the last second and they looked like the Cardinals that they should look like, and they don't.
And instead, Kyler gets picked off, and Woolen was the guy who picked it off, and Marquise Brown ended up on the ground and was hurt and was seen in a walking boot after the game, foot injury, said his x-rays were negative. I think they're just going to see how it progresses tomorrow, but had a limp, noticeable limp. According to other reporters that were there. So, not great. And then let's talk about the offensive line, because we've already been talking about how banged up it is already. Justin Pugh left the game with a knee injury, and he's getting an MRI. So, we should know more tomorrow, I would expect, when we talk to Cliff at 1:30. But, yeah, not great.
You know what? We're not going to find out more tomorrow. Because you know what it's going to be? It's going to be 12 minutes of... yeah, I'm not sure, but we're going to do everything we can to make sure that they're fully healthy when they're out there. You know, we're going to play safe with them. It's going to be a game time decision. We're going to get them out. We're going to run them out there.
And that's the thing, too, is if Rodney can't go, which I think he goes Thursday. Said he was missing one of the two.
And if you're going to miss one, I guess in the Cardinals' sick and twisted head, you miss the Seahawks.
You miss the regular one.
On the road. That's the easy win, right? Woo!
But you give him more days off, I guess, in
between.
You
do give him more days off.
So you get him. I would think if Pugh can't play, you move over Sean Harlow, and if Sean Harlow has to play center for some reason, then you have to move Max Garcia back over. So it'll be something to watch.
Look,
for
if
sure.
Hudson and Hopkins come back, it's a security blanket for this team. As inconsistent as Hudson has been, he's still the best you got. You need to put your best out there. DeAndre Hopkins is by far and away the best weapon that this team has. By far and away. That will not mean nothing. But here's the thing. If we come back 4 days from now, as we will 4 days from right now, Tyler.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah.
If we come back and it's same old, same old, it comes to the point where everybody needs to look in the mirror. Everybody.
I don't know if everybody. I think it's just the top of the totem pole. The very top of the totem pole. The very,
everybody.
Very, very top of the totem pole.
It's, yes, you're right. But it's everybody.
If you come out Thursday night and lay an absolute egg at home with the return of DeAndre Hopkins, who everybody on this team has said, oh man, everyone on this team being front office, Cliff Kingsbury, the biggest reason why they did not perform well last season at the end of the year was because Hopkins is gone. And guess what? The biggest reason why they're not going to figure out in the first six games because Hopkins isn't here and he's the best player on the team. If they don't figure it out on Thursday night, I don't care if it's a short week, whatever it is, Hopkins is 100%. If they don't get him involved early on, if they don't score points right away, if they get blown out at home by New Orleans, who doesn't even know who their quarterback's going to be, that is going to scream some internal conversations. And if it doesn't,
well, if it hasn't already,
then people aren't looking at the right stuff.
You need everybody needs to be better at their job. And I'm going to turn my TV off when the first target for DeAndre Hopkins is behind the line of scrimmage.
I'm turning
my TV off. I'm sorry. I'll do the podcast blind.
If he doesn't score the first touchdown for them, I'll be upset.
No, I don't care, Tyler.
I'm telling you right now, for everything that these guys have put everything on DeAndre Hopkins being gone, if they don't get him involved right away, have him score the first touchdown, have him have 100 yards, have him do something, two touchdowns, I don't care, do something. But if they just say, hey, you're going to get a four catches, maybe eight targets, 65 yards, nope, that's not good enough. You're going to lose by 20 if you do that. Sorry.
Hey, you know those before and after tweets where it's like the presidents before or after they took office? You know, like, they look so much younger and more spry 4 years, and then 4 years pass, and they look like death has hit them. That's what we're all going to look like through this Cardinals season. Look, man, I'm looking at us right now. We look tough. We're sitting here. We're like, man, this is it's rock bottom, Tyler.
Yes.
But here's the thing. Like I said, we're going to find out. It's put up or shut up time. Part of us has to be excited about that, right? No more kicking the can down the road. Thursday night, put up or shut up. DeAndre Hopkins is back. Put up or shut up. Put up or shut up. That's it.
Yep.
4 days.
Yep. There's no excuses.
After that?
No
excuses. After that? I guess
we'll
see.
Let the chips fall as they may.
Let the chips fall as they may. And on that very cheerful, bright note, that's going to do it for Cardinals Corner. He's Tyler Drake. You can follow him on Twitter at TDrake4Sports. Get every last piece of Cardinals content that you can handle from this guy right here, Tyler Drake. You can follow me on Twitter at EricRuby987. You can hear me Monday through Friday on 987 and the Arizona Sports app as well.
Yep.
You can follow the show's Twitter at AZCardsCorner. And again, we'll be back after the next game. Put up or shut up time. And as hard as it may be, I say it every episode, so say it with me, Tyler. Enjoy football. Man, you're down. You didn't even say it with me. See y'all next time.